Philip Hayes, spokesman with the American Sugar Alliance, talks about this year's sugar harvest, how sweet it is. Or isn't?
Well, I know the sugar beets are now 100% harvested. From what I understand, most of the beet country had a very good harvest.
Are there any complaints among growers?
I haven't heard any complaints down south. I know that that harvest is underway. The only complaints that we're really hearing have to do with prices. You know, certainly there's reason to complain.
What are the reasons?
U.S. sugar prices are as low today as they were in the 1980s, yet the cost of doing business isn't stuck in the 1980s. We're paying more for labor. We're paying more for fuel. We're paying more for inputs and technology. And, you know, that can be very frustrating for a sugar producer. And we clearly recognize that. We've talked a lot today about what's going on in Mexico. And Mexico is really the reason that prices have been depressed here in the United States. The Mexican sugar industry, which is not an efficient industry, they are very inefficient and cannot compete on a level playing field with U.S. producers. They have been heavily subsidized and using those subsidies to dump sugar at below their cost of production onto the U.S. market. That's harmed not only U.S. producers, but also U.S. taxpayers. And that's been a big focus of ours this year, is correcting that problem.
What actions have been taken to correct this problem called dumping?
Well, in March, we filed what are called anti-dumping countervailing duty cases. That's some jargon that just means anti-dumping and anti-subsidy cases. Those cases are filed with the Department of Commerce. The Department of Commerce investigated Mexico and have issued two preliminary rulings in our favor. Because of those rulings coming out of the Department of Commerce, they have imposed preliminary duties on Mexican sugar shipments. And so that has stopped much of the trade abuse that we've seen in the past. The U.S. and Mexican governments are finalizing an agreement at this point, and really that's always been our top objective.
Mike D., Southeast AgNet.